When the mail art was starting to pour in, we noticed several envelopes with the same ink stamp on them, U.S. Postal Service pushing the envelope. We got dozens of things with this same stamp, and then more dozens. And finally, there was so much, we began getting a little frightened. Monday, a thin rectangle of rubbery cork. Tuesday, an actual working postal scale without any box or wrapper, the correct postage slapped on it, and our address scrawled in permanent ink on the side. Most of these things arrived without any return address. So we sifted through the pile and finally found the single letter containing contact information. The artist's name is Stephen Malinowski, and I called him to ask what was going on.
So you should have gotten, there were 100 things in all.
Well, we're still counting, and we're definitely up into the 40s, but we're not to 100 yet.
Yeah, because there were 10 classes of thing, and then there were 10 of each class.
Geez, then there's a much deeper logic to this than we even realize.
Oh, sure. Well, maybe I should explain that.
Sure, please.
I'm professionally sort of a scientist, and so this is kind of science as art, or the scientific method as art. So for me, the postal system is like this object, this black box. You know, I've never been inside the back room of a post office. And the question is, you know, what is the post office? You know, it's a what does it do when you do X? So this project was the attempt to, you know, measure some of the behaviors of the post office. You know, so that, for example, rough handling, the first entry was 10 pieces of tissue paper.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you got any of those.
We got two of them.
Two of them. Okay. So, you know, that's one of the things about science. A big part of science is repeatability.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you do something over and over, does it always do it? You know, or what is the behavior of it?
So, and so if I can join you in your deductive experiment, did you wrap those up? Because the two that we received were wrapped.
Oh, no.
So I guess that happened in the black box of the postal service.
Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah. Did you get any of the transparent...
Yes.
Postcards, okay.
One of those.
Okay, so there were 10 of those, so we got 1 in 10 of those. Did you receive any of the return to senders?
Yes, we did indeed.
Okay. And likewise, the do not bends, you probably got most of those.
We got several of those.
Did you get the one that was based on, that was sort of the opposite, the you can't avoid bending this one? The one that was playing cards with hinges between them?
No.
Oh, darn.
Didn't get them at all.
That was a cute one. Oh, yeah. One last thing.
Yes.
They were posted. This is just for your own knowledge. I posted them all in different mailboxes. I drove from San Jose to Daly City and put them in all, you know, mailboxes all along that road.
And simply to cause yourself more time and trouble? Or
well,
was there a point?
If you dump them all in the same mailbox, then, you know, the one person is looking at all of them.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very different, you know, experiment than if you just had one going through.
So according to your empirical approach, I guess it's using different input points for the black box.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's making the experiments a little more independent of each other.
Right. Well, thanks.
Sure.
Bye.
Nice talking to you. Bye.
You can check out some of the mail art we received in our online gallery. It's at studio360.org. And to every one of you who shared your creative endeavors with us, all of us at Studio 360 send a sincere thanks.